95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Keith, pepperoni pizza. Do you know it's pepperoni pizza day? Intergalactic pepperoni pizza day or whatever?
Intergalactic?
Yeah, I don't know. Odd. It's gone to the whole universe.
It's pizza day, though?
Yeah. So where's our pizza?
We should have a pizza. King! Pizza!
That did work once. We actually got fries.
Yeah, but it took 10 years of yelling.
Hey, you know,
get some cold fries.
I'm ready to start now. Pizza, Keith!
We need some pizza.
Yeah.
I'm going to describe for you today Sleepy Chicken.
What?
It's the latest trend on TikTok.
Sleepy Chicken?
Uh-huh.
Neat.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a hilarious crash where a truck full of sex toys turned over.
I saw that.
Yes.
And not only sex toys, but the lube with which to use them.
And listening to the guy in the chopper try to explain what it is.
Well, we got to 11.
Is pretty great.
Well, that's something that looks pretty familiar. My wife will.
In the 4 o'clock hour, childhood fears realized.
Oh, fun.
I don't know if you saw this, but there's another snake in a toilet.
This is your nightmare planet.
Yes.
You need to leave this planet.
And again, what you do is, as you grow older, you tell yourself that's stupid.
There's no monsters under the bed.
And yet there continues to be.
No destroying democracy by faking votes. Oh, wait.
Snakes in a toilet.
That's no good.
So your childhood fears realized, okay. We will talk about. Do we still have the Roger Waters tickets?
Yeah. We got Roger Waters, a chance for you to see him. This is not a drill. It's happening at the Crypto.com Arena on September 28th. Tickets on sale now through AXS.com, but sometime between now and 4, we'll give you a chance to win. We haven't decided how we're going to do it.
Let's do it like we did yesterday.
Yeah?
Listen for a Pink Floyd song.
Nah.
Okay, listen, we'll have a conversation off the air.
Well, there you go.
Which is where this should have been in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, maybe you should let us know how we should get away. Yeah, that's a good idea. But right now, a twofer. Second part from KLOS.
FDA warning, NyQuil marinated chicken is disgusting and dangerous.
Say that one more time, please.
FDA warning, NyQuil marinated chicken is disgusting and also dangerous.
Do they say it's disgusting? Because
they do.
Okay. That sounds kind of almost like something I'd want to try.
What?
Yeah. Because, you know,
my feeling on this is let's stop warning people to stop doing these things because they're dangerous. The people who are going to go out
and
marinating their chicken in NyQuil are not solving cancer. So thin the herd.
Right. Yes, I think you're right.
Let them do what they're going to do.
I don't think I'm going to come up with anything that will help mankind. So if I want to throw that in my oven and probably start a fire,
the FDA is warning TikTokers who are jumping on the latest craze to beware because NyQuil marinated chicken is a dangerous thing.
Why? What's wrong?
They call it sleepy chicken.
Sleepy chicken.
Which really, NyQuil by itself is sleepy.
Sure, but it tastes like crap. So if you put your chicken all over, put it all over your chicken.
You don't think your chicken's going to taste like crap?
No. Yes.
Oh, God,
no,
you're probably right. Taste of
maybe
NyQuil.
A little honey in there as well.
I'm convinced. This is my conspiracy theory. Yeah. I'm convinced that they could make it taste better.
NyQuil?
Yes, because you can make anything taste better. But when it comes to medicine,
right?
I feel like if you take something and it's gross,
you're less likely to abuse it.
No.
Oh.
You're more, you believe more in it that it's going to help you because medicine tastes gross.
I like that your brain went that way.
I think that's the way. I think that's true.
So you believe in the power of positive thinking. I just think there's like, everybody will abuse it if you make it taste good.
Well, no, I'm just saying if it tastes bad, maybe people think it's better medicine for them.
Whether or not it really does help.
Right. Could they make it taste better? Of course.
Sure.
Are you going to put it on chicken?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
I would try it. I would.
The thing is, it's also unsafe. Meds that are boiled can be dangerous because they're much more concentrated and powerful.
Oh, really?
Yes, and change properties.
That's an interesting thing for the FDA to tell everybody.
What's more, just smelling it can be dangerous.
Why?
They say inhaling vapors during the cooking process causes the drug to enter the cook's system, causing potential lung damage.
Oh, now that's not good.
So,
but vapors, that's a great book. Have you ever read that little short story, Vapors? You can find it on Amazon.
No. I don't know
it's really
what that
good. You should do that.
Is.
But anyways, so all right, I guess then.
So
I
if you're gonna
lean
marinate
not.
Your chicken in NyQuil, listen, that's your call. I'm not gonna get in your way.
And you're not going to try it, though, either, are you?
I'm not going to do it, no.
What if I bring some in for you tomorrow?
No, no, I'm not going to.
With a Velveeta margarita.
Okay, I'm in.
Guns don't kill people. Conversations kill people. Film at 11. It's important to know.
Okay, thank you. The more you know.
Yeah, that's right. Happy to help.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
When you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
There are certain types of crimes that are maybe not that bad a crime, but the proximity to something else makes it super ironic.
Okay.
In this particular one.
Yeah.
A contractor was hired to paint lines and the school zone markings.
Okay.
On the street in front of a school.
Straightforward job.
Pittsfield is the name of the city.
It's already going south right there.
Drivers on Thursday morning were greeted by freshly painted lines and markings on East Street, including six large white letters designed to warn motorists that they were nearby the entrance to Pittsfield High School.
Okay.
All the letters were there, but they were not quite in the right order. They misspelled the word school in front of a school.
S-H-C-O-O-L would be my guess?
No.
Not
that
even
would
that
be
close.
Much better than
no.
What they did. Contractors from K5 Corp hired by the city had inadvertently flipped the H and the O in their stencil, spelling Skohol.
Skohol!
S-C-O-H-O-L.
Skohol!
It doesn't even look...
Nope.
Like, even if you don't know how to spell, you could look at stuff like that and go,
that doesn't
look
seem right.
There's something wrong.
Can you imagine
with that?
Wandering, you're a kid in school, you're going in that day, and there's... I'd just be laughing my head off.
Same.
Like, why am I bothering with this? This is what the adults are doing.
This is the adults that are supposedly in charge, spelling school.
It went through the system.
S-C-O-H-O-L. So the contractor...
Idiot!
The contractor was contacted, and he said... The school said, you know, we're not going to pay for that. And they
I'll
said,
sue you!
And they said, you know what? We're going to redo it on our own dime.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's
no
nice.
Worries. So it's no longer an S-C-O-H-O-L zone.
Title track from Billy Idol's new Cage EP that's going to be out this Friday. He's been offering it on limited edition red vinyl as a pre-order, and I've had a couple people tell me already that it's already sold out.
No kidding.
So if you were pre-ordering the red vinyl of that, you're already screwed. But
when does it come out?
It's on Friday, so there might be more editions.
So we're good.
Very cool.
We're minutes away from talking about snakes and toilets, and also our Gimme 5 today is gold.
Gold!
That's on the way.
What's that gold digger song? Who is that by? Let's play that top 40 song. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
I don't either. I'm glad we don't know.
Let's talk about a truck that turned over in Oklahoma on I-40.
Okay. See, Oklahoma.
The truck was full.
Yeah.
Of content.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And the content was both lube.
Lube. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And dildos. Spilled all over the freeway.
You know, anytime you're behind a truck and you're wondering what's in it, from now on, remember that this did actually happen just the other day. Might be what you're behind.
Listen to the news anchors asking the helicopter pilot, what is that?
What are we seeing?
What do you see there? Listen to this.
Well, that's right, Lacey. This is a semi that overturned and lost its load here. It has also involved this box truck that's on a little bit further east there, Bob. This box truck. They're being loaded right there now. This semi overturned right at I-40, right where the on-ramp is to go to the new Turnpike Spur here. It is also the Mustang on-ramp.
When keep you get, talking so they can't ask
Mustang
you.
Mustang to get on I-40 eastbound, that's also the Mustang on-ramp. That is completely shut down due to, he's all the way across the lanes there.
Right.
So they already got the wreckers here, but there is a lot of stuff to clean up.
Stuff like
what,
buddy?
A lot of stuff to clean up.
Stuff like what?
They're about to ask him.
Jim Garpoint live for Bob Mills. Scotty's 9, back to you.
Jim, can you tell what he's carrying there? What's all over the road?
Long pause.
By the way, pretty clear.
No, really?
Yeah, pretty clear. I mean, it's just Dildo City.
And Lube City. Like, it was spilled everywhere.
It's craziness.
That KY was spilled everywhere.
Well,
looks like some...
We're zooming in. Not really.
Liar!
I can't really see for sure.
My kids are watching.
Maybe you can tell. I can't tell.
Maybe you
can
tell.
The good thing involved in this, too, is the driver's not injured.
Good.
Yeah. Deflect.
Let's change the subject quickly.
Yeah.
No injuries, but there's a lot of stuff laying on the road.
Bottles.
Whatever it is, it's going to take a while to clean up.
Whatever
that
is.
She said bottles.
Yes, bottles. He's like, yeah, listen, I don't know, but maybe you could tell.
Let me say it this way.
Police officers in Alabama were called to a home with a slithering surprise. Let's talk about childhood fears.
Okay. Mine was that my parents would abandon me. And that got started my first day in kindergarten.
Is that right?
Yeah, kindergarten. The kindergarten teacher's son was a couple years older than us. Came in and told a couple of us in the room that were waiting for our parents to pick up. Oh, they're not coming. They called. And it just, you know, that's landed. Harsh. It landed, yeah.
Sure.
So we've actually, a friend of mine, I know him from the first day in kindergarten. We still talk about that.
I'd rather that they're not this serious, though.
No, it's funny. I mean, good for him.
Usually, a kid's life.
Right.
Usually when it's a childhood fear, it's mm-hmm. something stupid, like there's a monster under the bed or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And through time, you can reason with yourself and go, okay, I understand that was childhood thinking,
right?
That there's a monster under the bed.
Unless poltergeist comes true for you, but that's pretty rare. It doesn't happen very often.
Rare.
Yeah, pretty rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as you grow up, you go, okay, well, that was a dumb childhood fear.
Tell everybody yours.
Mine is a snake in the toilet. And
now you would think
every time I sit down,
until the last 4 or 5 years, I would say, well, yeah, that's, you know, I can see that. That's you're vulnerable, you're exposed, you're afraid. But of course, it's not going to happen. But not anymore. I can't say that anymore.
There's not true anymore. Many different cases of snakes being inside someone's toilet.
Forget about planes. They are in turlets all the time.
I don't want that.
No.
And I keep trying to tell myself, stop worrying about it. But
Ox.
You can't.
Because
it keeps happening.
Another story. You got another story?
This time it's in Alabama, but what we're about to hear is kind of an overview of how common it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Can you even imagine a snake in your toilet? It seems to be happening more and more. Check out this 5 foot black rat snake.
What?
First of all,
5 foot black
it's five
rat
foot,
snake.
And it's a rat snake. I don't even know what that is. That's just two things that both suck.
Yes, that you don't want in your turlet.
What?
A homeowner, Mike Green, is actually engaged in a tug of war with the snake. Snakes in this neighborhood in Lattimore, North Carolina, have been getting into bathrooms through the ventilation pipes on the roof.
How about that?
Yeah, that's weird.
I didn't realize they got in through the ventilation pipes in the roof.
You'd think they'd, like, you know, they flush down pet snakes or whatever, and they come up through the sewers.
Maybe.
What the usual...
I never really wanted to get into how they got there. I just don't want them there.
Yeah.
He came out of a tree that was hanging over the vent pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And then down into the toilet. This was the sixth snake that come out of the toilet. Six in 4 years.
Six. All right, so you've got to move from North Carolina, buddy.
That guy is still living in a house.
No.
Where in 4 years, six snakes came out of their toilet.
One and I'm gone. One.
And I'm burning that place to the ground and I'm moving to another country.
Just because it might happen, I might go ahead and burn my house
just
to the ground tonight.
Yes. Sure.
Just in case.
Six times in 4 years.
No.
It also happened to country music star Brett Eldridge in the Bahamas when he got the shock of his life.
And then I walk in here, and what do we have but a beautiful New Year's snake? Holy s***.
Right?
Does he?
I don't remember, to be honest. Let's move past that word.
Okay.
And these people found a python curled up in their toilet bowl in Australia.
A python?
No. Absolutely not.
A python is the one that squeezes the life out of you, right?
And it's massive, and this is why I avoid jungles. But you can't go into your bathroom because they're hanging out in there now?
Tommy Lee is the only person I know that can fight off a python.
We should all just have him on speed dial, just in case.
Yeah, he's a big one.
Ian Recchio is curator of reptiles and amphibians at the LA Zoo. Get this, he used to be a plumber.
They're sleek animals that can fit into tight spaces in their environment, and they feel more comfortable in tight, dark spaces. So they'll go into a pipe and feel very good about it.
No, 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 no.
They'll go into a beehole and feel quite good about it. It's a dark space.
That's true.
Right?
It's very confined.
And then navigate through the sewer system in some cases, and then find their way up into somebody's toilet.
That is your worst nightmare.
So what should you do after you stop screaming, that is, if you find a snake in your toilet?
Call animal control. They're the professionals that know how to deal with a snake. They can identify the species, make sure it's not anything dangerous.
I don't want help. I don't want to know how to deal. I just don't want it to happen.
Right, but if it does, what do you do?
Die.
What?
out, done, over.
That's just,
game over, man. Game over.
That's just when you decide, okay,
yeah, that's
I've
enough.
Had enough of life.
I've done enough then.
Okay.
No.
All right. So your childhood fears.
Yeah, do you...
818-955-KLOS. Maybe yours were stupid, and you were able to convince yourself...
Yes, what were your childhood
fears? That they
were
stupid,
yes.
And you sort of grew up, and you realized, oh, there's not going to be a monster, dinosaur in
right.
my closet.
Right.
Because they don't exist anymore. But if it happened to you, even better.
Yes.
Even better.
We want to hear about that so that Kevin will feel a little more comfortable with life.
955 KLOS. Your childhood fears realized?
818-955 KLOS.
You're using the phones right now to talk about childhood fears realized. Do you have one?
Yes. Mine was totally irrational. I thought a shark would come in the swimming pool.
See, really? That's what I'm talking about, though,
yeah.
Is that one...
Probably won't happen.
Won't happen, and yeah, you can convince yourself as you get older to get over that fear.
You're in an above-ground pool. They show up in above-ground pools on a regular basis.
That is true.
Nobody knows why.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes.
What started your childhood fear? Was it Jaws?
Yes, it must have been Jaws.
Yeah, I had a friend who lived in Arizona, and he was terrified of sharks, but I'm like, you're in Arizona! You're never going to run into one unless you're in an above ground pool, then you're probably
right. Yeah, that's the killer right
there.
That's the
kicker. So do you avoid swimming pools as a result of your fear?
Yes, absolutely. And stay away from the ocean.
Wait a minute. You
don't
do,
go in pools.
You do stay away from swimming pools because of that?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it gets ingrained.
I like jacuzzis.
Well, how do you know a little...
Oh, they can't fit in a jacuzzi.
A little shark.
No way.
A baby shark.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Well, bad news for you, dude.
Oh, God.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your childhood fear realized.
That's a delayed twofer from Led Zeppelin on 95.5 KLOS.
What does it mean, delayed?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Some people know, and other people, you know,
if
are more confused.
Attention,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that, yeah.
All right, I got you. Talking about that childhood fears realized. You have one?
Well, it's not my fear, but it's my wife's fear of suffocating.
Suffocating, okay.
Yeah, because one time we had our grandkids' birthday party and those bouncy houses, she went in there and one of the kids unplugged the extension cord
sure.
to the fan that blows it up and it started collapsing on her, and after a few Michelob lights she fell backwards upside down and was trapped in there until we bailed her out of there.
Did you know she was freaking out because of that?
Oh, we were laughing. She was screaming hysterically. But, yeah, we paid the price with a couple of Michelob Ultras thrown at us after we got out.
Well, you deserved it. And also, you did the right thing.
Death by plastic.
You don't want to be killed by a bouncy house.
No, that's not the way to go.
Not how you want to go. Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Are we doing the scary stuff that we remember as a kid?
Yep.
Childhood fears. What do you got?
Okay, mine was a shark, too, and it wasn't because of the movie Jaws. It was because of Universal Studios. My dad took me out to that Jaws tram thing.
When you were how old?
I probably was about 9.
Okay.
So basically, I'm sitting on the edge that's sitting right next to the water. I had no idea what was going down, and I seen the shark swimming out and just attack the boat. Didn't realize it was going to tip the whole tram right towards the water.
Right.
Just as Jaws came out and hit where I was at. Scared me so bad that I tried to run off the tram to the other side. My dad was laughing so hard he could barely get a hold of me. And to this day, I don't like water. I don't like sharks.
Wow. Damn it, Bruce. Look what Bruce did to you.
That's craziness.
That is.
So you've not been able to talk yourself into the fact that that was
a fluke.
A fake shark. It wasn't real. There was no real danger.
Yeah, yeah. But it stuck with me for a while. I may have dropped a little shark sugar in my pants.
818-955-KLOS. Childhood fears come to life. Share them.
We're talking about childhood fears realized. KLOS, hello.
I always was afraid of finding something in the toilet or underneath the toilet paper roll when I pulled the toilet paper or something like that.
Right.
When I was in Mexico and my brother and I found something way worse. We go in, getting ready, drop trowel, getting ready to sit down. There's a 2.5-foot iguana sitting in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
And we called the caretaker. He comes. He grabs some channel locks, comes out with it, with his head squeezed and the channel locks, grinning. And the next morning, we see little Mexican kids flinging this dead iguana by the tail, slamming them into each other's bodies. It was just the craziest thing, man.
Wow. So they're having a good time with the thing that naturally terrified you and your brother.
Oh, hey, you know, it was a toy to them.
Wow, that's funky.
That's insane.
That's really weird. Very bizarre story. Thank you for sharing. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, can you guys play a song by Air Supply called I'm All Out of Love for me?
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
I'll handle this.
Okay.
Nope. No, no. No, I'm all out of love. No, it's Air Supply. No, it's KLOS. You're not calling the coast here?
Play it anywhere else.
Yeah, because it sucks.
You know why?
Because it blows. Because it's horrible.
That was a number one hit.
All right, we'll play it for you in 1 hour. Be ready, 1 hour. Okay,
from 1 hour or two. We're not positive.
Maybe two, yeah. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You childhood fear realized. Besides hearing well, Air Supply on KLOS.
Yeah, that would be a tough one.
Thank you.
I have to say I'm with you. I'm with you on the whole snake out of the toilet thing.
Right?
I went through that too when I was little. I don't remember the exact age, but I think my dad mentioned it and it put this fear in me. Mm. But here's the deal. I did not sit down on the toilet for years.
Wow.
Really? You hovered like women do in a public one?
Probably very similar to that, but I did something they didn't do. I looked at that hole down in the toilet. I didn't take my eyes off it the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Waiting for a snake's head to come out. I was terrified. And this wore off after, you know, years. I don't remember exactly how old I was, but right. Boy, oh boy, what a bad trip.
Wow, wow.
Let me see. Snake finds its way into toilet of Alabama home. It happened yesterday. Yesterday.
Well, California's a little better.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in many ways, but yes.
And keep hovering.
Yeah, keep hovering.
No, I'm over.
Go back to hovering. Whatever. No, go back to it. It's a little harder now that you're an adult, but do it.
Five songs in a row.
No, I refuse.
Just said that.
Oh,
just said
it. I guess if he sang it, we have to
with
do
us,
it.
Yeah. With a theme, and the theme is gold.
There's gold in them thar hills.
You know, it's pretty surprising how many songs have the word gold in the title. If you can think of one, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS.
Or you can hit us up on social media, at Kevin and Sluggo.
Gold. I love gold.
Gold.
There's a song that Clint Eastwood sang on a movie soundtrack, something about gold fever.
Is that right?
Yeah, I should drag that out. It's terrible. We should play that.
We should. We're doing Gimme Five. That's five songs in a row with a theme. The theme is gold. KLOS, hello.
Easy, the Beatles, Golden Slumbers.
Oh, nice. Chris Carter would approve.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Golden Country, REO Speedwagon.
REO Speed Dealer.
I can't in good conscience play REO Speedwagon.
Dealer.
Yeah, I can't.
Kevin's vetoing it.
I can't. Yeah. I physically don't have the ability.
But it's not Air Supply, at least.
Right.
What about Golden? What about Golden Slumbers by the Beatles?
Hey, there you go.
That's even better.
That all I'm right. able to smoke. We just had one for it too.
Excellent.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Marsha just tweeted for that.
Good one, Marsha.
And so we're going to act like we meant it for her.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I'm still feeling bad about Carry That Weight. That was the truncated version.
That was very
Beatles.
Strange.
It was terrible. Uh-huh. I feel awful.
Why'd you do it?
It's the damn machine did it.
Oh,
damn machine.
The equipment.
Maybe I'll throw it in Carry That Weight later if you all want to hear it. Black Keys up now on Gimme Five Gold Songs. Gold on the ceiling. Gimme Five. It's all about gold. Hello, KLOS. What do you got?
Okay, I got Silver, Blue, and Gold from Bad Company. One of my favorite songs by them.
Hello, KLOS. What do you got for Gimme Five Gold?
Hey.
Give me five.
Silver, Blue, and Gold.
Silver, Blue, and Gold. Perfect example, sir. Thanks, man. Got a couple calls for Bad Company there. Silver, Blue, and Gold. It's Give Me Five. And there's one more song. You know, have you ever noticed that Marcy sometimes in her boot camp at noon spills over into the 1 o'clock
sometimes
hour?
That happens, sure.
Yeah, so maybe it's going to be giving me six at five. Maybe.
Because you've got another song that you want to play.
One more that a couple people suggested.
Seems like you're not playing by the rules, but that's what you're known for.
Gimme Five expands to six. A little bonus song for everybody.
You're crazy, man.
I know.
By your own rules.
I feel out of control. Gold Dust Woman. Got a couple of suggestions for that. I just didn't feel like we could pass that one up. Love that song.
Yesterday we forgot to do Weekend Next Door app
update. That's right. We like to do that on Mondays.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
So I thought we'd do it today.
Okay.
The headline is Drone Asshat.
Excuse me?
Drone Asshat.
Asshat.
Mm-hmm. To whoever keeps flying their fugly drone over our swimming pool, stop it before I summon every ounce of my witchcraft in my body and place an evil hex upon you.
I mean, that's kind of an interesting idea, a way to use your drone.
I feel uncomfortable, especially when my sister and I are swimming with our friends. I know you creepy drone Fs can rig cameras to your little man toys. Yeah. And I hate the idea of some suburban pervo spying on us as we enjoy a lovely afternoon swim. I am trained in karate, and I'm not afraid of any of you suckers.
You know, I was used to be really good with slingshots. I bet I could have taken it out of the sky when I was a kid.
I will kick your ass, and I do know how to do the Slovakian tailbone crunch back kick. No, thanks.
I hate that move.
Right? That one will destroy you.
That's a great post on that is a great post. Door. Yes, that is agreed. Awesome. Love it.
Message to the thief, to the person who stole my plant and stand from my front porch. Grow up! I hope you get diarrhea and stub your toe really hard.
Wow.
Don't walk by my house again. Nobody likes you.
What weird things to say. What if he's all grown up? What
to
if he's
follow
really
grow up with I hope you get diarrhea is an odd pairing.
Nobody likes you.
Then he continues to my deceased grandmother, who was the original owner of the plant. Mm-hmm. Please kill the plant. It's not at home anymore.
Because she's reading next door every
Right, sure. You always have to check in.
They're in hell.
Mysterious lawn moan?
Excuse
me? Question mark?
Lawn moan?
Yeah, I said that wrong. Oh. Mysterious mowed lawn?
Oh, okay.
Question mark? Someone may have gotten the wrong address, but our front and backyard were mown today, and our gate was left unlocked. Happened while we were at work.
How did they unlock the gate if they didn't work there?
Don't know. Very odd, and we are very uneasy about the incident. We do not, nor have solicited a lawn care service, and take pride in doing our own yard work with plants and gardening.
You accidentally bank error in your favor. You got a free lawn mowing.
Enjoy the lawn mow.
Yeah, take the win.
What the hell's wrong with you? dog wearing a shoe is the headline for this one, as we do weekend next door app update. Today I saw a dog walking down the street with a shoe on. Only one. I'm extremely curious how this happened.
Dog.
Maybe a criminal was hiding his shoe on the dog.
It's a dog.
Maybe some sort of new trick dogs have learned. Please let me know what you think. It scared me a bit.
I can't get this off my foot. There's a thing on my foot. I just walk around with it.
I can't believe I'm posting this, but I thought it was worth a try. We lost our Roomba 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome.
I don't know if he wandered off down the street looking for cleaner carpets or if someone might have snagged him. Why would anyone steal a Roomba?
They didn't. It just got out the door.
Having looked under all the furniture and all of the obvious places, please get back to me if you find it.
Can you imagine you're driving down the street and there's a Roomba going by?
That would be hilarious.
Would you run over it? Would you be tempted to run over it?
A Roomba?
Yeah.
No, I don't care. I don't have any problem with Roombas.
I don't either. It'd just be funny.
There's no beef between me and Roombas.
Not yet.
And finally, found orange male cat, huge balls. Anyone missing this boy? It's a picture of the cat. He's been hanging at our house at Mulberry. Very loud talker. Clean. Largest set of testicles I've ever seen on a cat. It would be more like,
Tommy, the cat is my name, and I say unto thee.
That's it. So if you have a cat with gigantic balls, someone is looking to give that cat back. Good luck.
Super hard sound for the Fighters Foo. White Limo, the video was awesome. Do you remember that one?
I do. I love that one.
Lemmy from Motorhead in that video. It was classic. That was awesome. And a twofer there.
Hey, it's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon on KLOS. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's a new TikTok challenge called Sleepy Chicken. It's chicken marinated in NyQuil. Authorities are strongly warning that it can be dangerous. I say, if people want to eat NyQuil chicken, thin the herd. Let them go.
We need t-shirts that say thin the herd.
Thin the herd. There was a truck that overturned in Oklahoma that was filled with lube and dildos.
And if that's true, it's true. It happened.
That did happen. And they found another snake in a toilet. That is my childhood fear.
That's what just did a whole hour of childhood fear.
It just keeps happening, and I wish it wouldn't.
I'm going to go home and pet the snake in my toilet.
Oh. Good luck. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Don't call right this second, but we do have Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood. We have a 4-pack of tickets, and it's coming your way before 5 o'clock.
Never go alone. And sometime around about 5 or so, we'll give you a chance to win.
Correct. Between now and 5 o'clock, we have your tickets for Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood. Don't call now for that. I love this time of year. Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood is happening, and we have 4 tickets for you to experience the nonstop screams of Halloween Horror Nights. 4 tickets.
So don't go alone.
Correct. Take 3 people with you. 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 13, and good luck. KLOS, who's this?
James?
Byron?
Yes. Yes.
It is, but who are you?
I'm Barry.
Barry. Okay. I love your show.
I love your show. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're caller 13.
Nice. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys, man.
You bet. You got 4 tickets to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood.
That is awesome. You guys are awesome. I listen to you guys the way home every day, man. Keep up the good work, guys.
Nice. Thank you, man.
And we love the echo on your phone.
Oh, thank you. I'm driving the car. You know what I mean?
Driving the car, you know what I mean?
All right, we had a little confab off the air and came up with a way to give you the Roger Waters tickets.
We're calling that a confab? Wow.
Hey, man, we should do it this way. Yeah, that's confab.
Okay.
It's happening, as you know, at Crypto.com Arena. This is not a drill. Roger Waters, and it's free food and beverages in the KLOS suite. That is awesome.
We have a suite?
Yeah.
What?
Right? Can we get some pizza in there?
No one told the key. Pizza in the suite.
So I thought the worst thing in the world you hear is in the morning when your alarm clock goes off.
Yes.
So the sound of a clock, when you hear, you know, a timepiece of some sort, then be caller 13 and we'll turn it around and make it good for you. That means you can maybe go see Roger
And we're going to do that before 4 o'clock.
Yeah, sometime between now and 4. So be caller 13 when you hear that.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
This is Daniel.
Daniel, you're caller 13.
Oh, dude, that's awesome, man.
You heard the timepiece and decided to try and get yourself Roger Waters tickets?
Oh, I sure did, man. And it's my birthday this Friday. So cool.
Fantastic.
Oh, happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday. You get to hang out in the KLOS suite, which we didn't know existed.
Yeah, the KLOS suite.
And you get free food and free drinks.
Yeah, I'll definitely take advantage of it.
Yes. Fantastic. Great way to celebrate your birthday.
This is not a drill. Roger Waters, September 28th at Crypto.com Arena. Tickets on sale right this second at AXS.com. But you are going.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
So Heidi and Frank, they've been here for 10 years. It's unbelievable. They're going to have a little party that they want you to come to.
And if you would like to go, you can text Hard Rock to 68683.
Hard Rock right this second to 68683. John Lennon made the large decision on this day in rock in 1969 to leave the Beatles, but he agreed not to make an announcement for a while until the timing was just right. Very last thing, they were in a studio recording together. I Want You, See So Heavy. Peter Frampton discovered that not everybody did feel like he did in the band Humble Pie on this day in rock in 1971, so he left the band to begin his solo career. Perhaps you were out there on Hollyweed Boulevard on this day in rock in 2004 when Billy Joel got his star on the Walk of Fame.